Let's see what we can come up with on Parashas Va'era. So there's a few basic concepts. One of the beautiful var that the Drash says on the pasuk by Barad, it says, "Beginei ki b'pamazois ani shalech es kol magefoisai lefanach." I'm going to send you all my gefois. Elibach. So why all? What's so special about Barad that it's called kol magefotai? Everything. Why is that so special? Why is it called? So the Gra says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has three koiches kiyochol in the world that he uses as shlichim to punish. One is Eish, one is Ruach, one is Mayim. And every Makkah had one, right? First of all, Eish was Sedoim, Gufres Eish. Mabul, the Mabul was obviously Mayim, and Dar Flug was Ruach, Vayifitzim. I'll play Kol Aretz. Was begetting Ruach. So he uses these shlichim as shlichim to bring on din in the world. Dam, Sardei Amayim, Arbe, Ruach, Hashem Niag Ruach Kodim, right? Shchin, Eish, Chulachem, Moloch, Hofnechem, Piach, Givshon, etc. So he says that that's the shlichim Hashem uses. He says in Barad, Hashem had all three shlichim. Hashem used Mokol Magevoisai. Barad is made out of Mayim. Eish Mislakachas Besoicha Barad, so it's Eish and Mayim. Vayi HaKoylois. What's the Lashon Pasuk? There was Koylois and brought in Vuhu, and the Koylois is the gather of Ruach. Kan B'makas Barad and Nishalech is Kol Magevoisai. That's Pshat in Barad. Shmuck of Pshat. Now, the Maisa with the Gra and the Shag Zaria. The Shag Zaria was a god of Ladar, and the Gra was a little child. The Shag Zaria came to Vilna, and he gave a drasha, and he asked the Kasha, and the Gra answered the Kasha as a child. And he picked him up and gave him a kiss. Kaisel, Kaisel has the issue over here. So what was the Shagzari's kasha? It says that the Gemara says that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were three Nevi'im, and they jumped into an ish in order not to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, in order not to bow down, to avoid bowing down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, they jumped into an ish. Why did they jump into an ish? So he said, it's a kavachomer from the Tzfardeya. If the Tzfardeya that was never commanded to do so, but out the Kavada Kadosh Baruch went ahead and jumped into the fire, as it says in this week's parasha, it's a Tzfardeya, jumped into the Tanurim, right? They jumped into the ovens. So if the Tzfardeya could fulfill the Ratzon Hashem to jump into a fire, an Eish, a oven, for sure, we who have a tzivoy should do the same thing. Now, obviously, to learn a kavachomer from a tzardeya, it's a complicated matter. But leaving that aside, what do you mean that they didn't have a tzivoy to do it? It says beferish in the pasuk, "Uba'u alecha uvitanu recha uvishmisharisecha," that there was a commandment that the frogs have to go into al mishkavcha v'alchadar mishkavecha. The tzaddim have to go into the ovens. So how could the Gemara say that the Chanan Mishav Azaria did a kavah choymer that since that tzaddaya doesn't have a tzibui, memela they jumped in kavah choymer us. The tzaddim did have a tzibui. Those fact the Shagzai is up the going, unbelievable shot. So Givatka Musa Haska. Look the Gra, look. A Tzfardim, there were many, many Tzfardim. And the Tzfardim as a group came to Mitzrayim, the thousands and thousands of Tzfardim that came to Mitzrayim. And Kosh Baruch Hu said that there should be Tzfardim to be found in the bedrooms, in the homes, in the linen closet, wherever you're gonna go, and in the ovens. As the Tzfardeya approaches the home, the Tzfardeya could look at each other and say, "Hey, buddy, I'm going to the bedroom. You get the oven. Another one could say, no, I'm not doing the oven, you do the oven. There was no tzivui for any specific tzvardeya that this one had to go to the oven. So what happens? Each one could have decided, no, I don't want to go to the oven, I'm going to go to the bedroom. And it could have ended up happening that none of the tzvardim would have gone into the oven. And they could have avoided it. And they could have been mekadesh and done the ratzon Hashem by avoiding the situation, avoiding. Rabbi Mishael Azariah could have avoided the situation, could have ran away from the Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe. Instead, they stood their ground and said, if you want to throw us in, throw us in. That's the Kav Chomer. Kav Chomer is you don't avoid position, situation that you can mekadesh and shemayim. If there's an opportunity in mekadesh and shemayim, you stand up and you take the opportunity. And that was the Kav Chomer from Tzvardeya. This is a Kavalta Kazakh that a lot of times in life, a person could say, look, I know that to do what's right is difficult. I don't want to do what's wrong. So you know what? Leave me out of this. I can't get involved. Leave me out of it. I don't want to have anything to do with this. I can't say yes. I can't say no.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah, no,
it's just that. Yeah, I don't remember where someone spoke about this recently. But you could avoid the situation. Why me? And on that, the Tzvardeyim teach us a lesson. You don't try to avoid the situation. You don't say, no, well, look, I could do this. No. You take the situation. You take the opportunity, embrace the opportunity to be mekadeshim shemayim, and you say, "This is my chance to mekadeshim shemayim." And you take the opportunity and you mekadesh shem shemayim, and that's the lesson of the tzvardeya. The tzvardeya took the opportunity, was mekadesh shem shemayim, even though he didn't have to, and that was the lesson that the from the Tzardaya. That's vort number two from the coin. Vort number three from the coin is the vort that I've said over many times already, but we will say it over again. It is by the Mak of Dever. That the Mak of Dever shows us in the Haggadah we say, Vayar Chazaka Zua Dever. So the question is, why is specifically Dever? How do we see the Yad Chazaka of Hashem specifically through Dever? What's so special about Dever? Why does Dever show me the Yad Chazaka? So the Gun says in the Pirush HaNagada, unbelievable pshat, Mamash Gevaldik pshat, says we imagine that Dever is like a plague. It was like a pestilence, as is notably translated. So what is a pestilence? I don't know, Dever. But what a pestilence is basically a disease. It's an animal plague, and it travels. It's contagious, and you know, they didn't develop masks back then, so you know, everything got it was contagious. And the bottom line is, you know, all the animals end up getting it and dying. Dr. Gra, no, that's not what happened. Dr. Gra, what happened was that every single animal dropped dead at the same moment. They all dropped dead at the exact same moment. And the nace was that at that moment, the Jewish animals stayed alive. Now, how did Hashem make it that they all dropped dead at that moment? So Zok the Gra, Hashem didn't kill an animal, but the world survived on the Ratzon Hashem to have a world. Nefesh HaChaim taught us from the Gra, obviously, that the way the world works is there's the hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ratzon Hashem, the desire of Hashem to have a world, is what keeps the world alive. Every second that the world is here, it's because there's a Ratzon Hashem to have the world. And as Hashem is Mesalik, his Ratzon, to be Mashpia, everything just disappears. So it says the Gra, Dever wasn't a pestilence, it wasn't a disease, it wasn't that Hashem killed the animals. It's that Hashem took away the rots and the hashpa for Egyptian animals to live, and everyone just dropped dead on that second. And that was the Dever. So Memela, that from the Yad Chazaka is the Dever. Why? It's not that the Yad Chazaka is the Dever, that the Dever is a worse plague than any other plague, and that only from Dever do we see the Yad Chazaka of Hashem. The Pshat is that when Dever happens, we now realize the Yad Chazaka of Hashem in every other area of life. We realized how much we were dependent on the Ratzon Hashem just for basic living and survival, to the extent that if Hashem would take it away, everything dies. So we saw from the other makos that Hashem can punish and Hashem can take away, but did we see from the other makos that it's actually positive? It's when Hashem gives life is what gives life. And that's what we saw from Dever, is the Ratzon Hashem to give life, that's what keeps life going. Mamela, after this maka, more than any other maka, that we see the Yad Chazaka Zuhi Ha Dever. Right? That's the third part. All right? So everyone enjoy. And have a wonderful Shabbos.